These are extraordinary claims that have a lot of people talking these days because they appear in the best-selling book called The Da Vinci Code, a fictional thriller that begins with a murder in the Louvre, the famous French museum. Since its debut, the book has captured the imagination of millions worldwide and has even become an industry. At the Louvre, there are 7 different Da Vinci Code tours being offered by enterprising tour guides.
We would be with visitors in front of Leonardo's Virgin of the Rocks, and the questions just kept coming about, you know, secret codes hidden in this painting. We use the book as a kind of way to approach the art collection. So, of course, you know, we point out where things happen in the plot, where the curator is murdered.
In the novel, a body is found near Da Vinci's Mona Lisa, a baffling cipher next to it, a message that the book slowly unravels. There is a chase through the streets of Paris, and as the plot unfolds, a series of mysterious clues seem to reveal an astonishing historical secret: Mary Magdalene's true identity.
Although she doesn't literally appear in the book, she's basically the book's main character. And the book has created a huge interest, especially in some of our, you know, female visitors, finding out more about who is this Mary Magdalene? How has she been understood throughout history?
Most often depicted as the repentant prostitute in popular culture, the novel says that Mary Magdalene is actually the most important person in Jesus' ministry, that she is his wife and the mother of his child. The book is, of course, fiction, but in a controversial introductory note, the author writes that many of the historical underpinnings to the plot are accurate. Or are they?
That information has been around for quite a while. And there have been a lot of books written about this theory. The interesting thing is that they're all history tomes that sit sort of in the back corner of bookstores. And what's happened now is that the Da Vinci Code has taken a lot of that information and put it forth in a different sort of genre. And there's an enormous portion of the population now that is hearing this for the first time, and it feels brand new.